Hey guys, welcome back to Talks with Maria. In episode number 71, we are discussing Dr. Susan David's book, Emotional Agility, and the importance of core values. Please remember to check out my mommy blog, talkswithmaria.com, and The Boss Mom Mentality, available on Amazon. Let's begin. Hey guys, so today I want to talk about one of the topics in the Boss Mom Mentality, and it is on core values and a book that has opened my eyes entirely on how our emotions are guideposts to our core values. I'm 33 years old and I did an episode. Well, I say my age because only recently have I been self-aware enough about being able to call out my values and know what's important to me in my life. Only recently in my life have I been able to do that. And that has to do a lot with the fact that throughout my early 20s and majority of my late 20s, I wasn't well aware of how I showed up in my life and how I became who I am. Self-awareness has really taught me that. And that's why I wrote The Boss Mom Mentality, because a lot of the things that I'm uncovering about myself are all in The Boss Mom Mentality. One of the things is that our emotions are guideposts to our core values. Now, why would you want to know about your core values? Well, a set of core values is how someone operates within their lives. It's pretty much like a rule book or a moral compass that a person operates within when challenges arise, or, you know, just throughout life and throughout the different categories of life. They use their core values to determine the right and wrong way, or right and wrong, or beneficial or not beneficial thing to do for themselves. So a lot of people, including myself until recently, I was guilty of not necessarily knowing what my core values was. You know, my fiance, when we first started dating, he asked me, what are my core values? And I didn't really know how to answer that. And I wanted to give some generic answers, but honestly knowing that I didn't really have a clear understanding of what my core values were. Now, you have to say that as a grown woman and an adult, what do you mean you don't know your core values? You know, someone in their right mind would think that way. Now, someone who doesn't have core values would say, well, what's important anyway with core values, and why do you need to have them? And that was one of the things that have come up for me. Like, why do I need core values? Why do I need to define that for myself? And now that I'm raising two children, it's very important that I have those clear definitions for myself, what my guidelines are when I live my life, how I parent and mother my children, so that when they are going through the different phases of their life, they know and have some sort of guideline and moral compass to operate within their lives. Because without core values, you are just flailing through the wind, responding to every negative or positive emotion and following it by action. So without core values, you're a lot more impulsive than one that does have core values. You make flighty decisions, not well thought through decisions. People who have core values operate more in a sense of, is this going to benefit me and those affected by it, depending on their core values. And it's just more well-intended and thought through. So the book Emotional Agility is the book that I reference in the Boss Mom Mentality. And emotional agility was first introduced to me about a couple years ago. I was listening to a podcast titled The Art of Charm, and Jordan Harbinger was the speaker on there. Now he has his own show titled The Jordan Harbinger Show. Good for him. But the book was extremely eye-opening for me because, as I stated earlier, as a 28-year-old, I didn't know what my core values were. Now, fast forward 6 years later, I know now what is dear to my heart and what I find valuable for me. And Dr. Susan David says, if you don't know your core values, it's really important to define that for you in your life, especially if you're leading a team or a family or if you're raising children. Because if you don't, you're teaching them how to respond emotionally and not necessarily well thought through. And that for me was a hit because I am that. I have 2 girls of my own, and I don't want them to have these impulsive decisions that they make that ruin the rest of their lives or that could ruin someone else's life. So the book is just about how emotions to us, whether it be negative or positive, that they are guideposts to how we would live a purposeful or meaningful life. So for example, if a circumstance happens to us, let's say she gives an example about a very busy person. She works full time and sometimes is required to work overtime. And she rarely has time to be with her family, and her family make her feel guilty for it. And they tell her, you know, well, you weren't at this appointment, or you weren't at this play, or you weren't at this event. And she feels like crap for it. While on the other hand, she is making a living and providing for her family. She is torn because she doesn't know how to go about solving the situation. So there's 2 things here. One, there's a core value of being able to provide for her family. That's really important. To be a provider for her family. That's a core value that she is being able to provide and live out in her life. And the second thing is quality time. She's not having quality time with her family, and that is a core value that she is not upholding for her own self, and she constantly beats herself up for it, and so does her family. So she goes to work unhappy, knowing that she's not with her family, but she's providing. It's like a perpetual mindset where she's constantly feeling like crap while still providing a financial stable life. So what would you do in a circumstance like that? If you know that now that we're introducing core values into the situation and how our emotions are guideposts to the core values we in our lives want to live by, and in order for us to live in a very meaningful and purposeful life, we need to have all of our core values that we find important met. So one of the main things that she's not getting met is quality time with her family. So Dr. Susan David then provides a solution. So if this woman decides that, all right, I can't, you know, this quality time that I'm not getting is eating me up, I have to make a decision. I have to find a job that allows me and affords me the time with my family, but we'll have to sacrifice some of that financial income. So that's the point where you recognize within your life that you would have to budge on one to get the other. And only those who are self-aware enough during moments like that would make those adjustments. And those who are not as self-aware will continue on to live this miserable life and perpetuating this kind of energy to her family. So that's an example of how our emotions are guideposts to our core values, and that they are actually the keys to our happiness. Our emotions are keys to our happiness. So I think, like, a lot of people think when you're emotional, you're a hot mess and you're crazy and you're yelling and you're crying and you're just this devastated human being. But I believe in the Emotional Agility book by Dr. Susan David, she is referencing a place of ration and logic when you are assessing your emotions. So you're going to experience the emotion, you're going to observe it, but you're going to come from a place of ration and logic. Well, if I'm feeling like crap because I just worked 15 hours today and I didn't get to see my kids at all, and this is the 11th day in a row that I haven't been able to spend any quality time with my children, then that's a time where you recognize, okay, I need to do something about my time and how I'm using it. So I really thought that adding that to the boss mom mentality was crucial, because it is a real big pointer to your self-awareness when you are learning about your core values, when you're learning about, you know, your weaknesses and your strengths. You really also need to know what is important to you. You know, what are these core values that you need to have met in order for you to live a meaningful and purposeful life? So for you guys listening out there, I just want to close this with, what are your core values, and what are the things that are being met in your life, and what are the things that are not being met in your life, and how you can define that and determine that for yourself is when you experience positive or negative emotions. Send them to me. I'd like to hear from you. Maria@talkswithmaria.com. Again, this is just a section on the boss mom mentality under the principle titled The Value of Self-Awareness. Talk to you guys again soon.